It's been more than 9 years since I addressed this topic, but it's a subject worth repeating. What happens to your frequent flyer miles or points when you die? From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. If you've been serious about collecting miles and points and have a good stash of them, why not let your heirs take advantage of them? But it's not that easy because not every company has the same rules. United Airlines, for example, will transfer your miles to someone's account for a transfer fee, of course, that you name in your will or other documentation that, and here I quote, is satisfactory to United. American won't. Southwest will, but any miles not used after 2 years, presuming there's no new accrual of miles in the account, will evaporate. An alternative is giving a loved one your password so they can access any of your accounts and transfer miles as needed, just as you, while alive, can do. After all, the airline has no way of knowing the main account holder has passed on to the great airport lounge in the sky. So check with airlines, hotels, and credit cards with whom you've collected miles or points and learn the rules. You'll find more travel info at armworldtravel.com.